Still of Some Use by John Updike. When Foster helped his ex-wife clean out the attic of the house where they had once lived and which she was now selling, they came across dozens of forgotten, broken games. Parcheesi, Monopoly, Lotto. Games aping the strategies of the stock market, of crime detection, of real estate speculation, of international diplomacy and war. Games with spinners, dice, lettered tiles, cardboard spacemen, and plastic battleships. Games bought in 5 and 10s in department stores, feverish and musical with Christmas expectations. Games enjoyed on the afternoon of a birthday and for a few afternoons thereafter, and then allowed, shy of one or two pieces, to drift into closets and toward the attic. Yet, discovered in their bright flat boxes, between trunks of outgrown clothes and defunct appliances, the games presented a forced semblance of value. The springs of their miniature launchers still reacted. The logic of their instructions would still generate suspense, given a chance. "What shall we do with all these games?" Foster shouted in a kind of agony to his scattered family as they moved up and down the attic stairs. "Trash 'em," his younger son, a strapping 19, urged. "Would the goodwill want them?" asked his ex-wife, still wife enough to think that all of his questions deserved answers. "You used to be able to give things like that to orphanages, but they don't call them orphanages anymore, do they?"
"They call them normal American homes," Foster said.
His older son, now 22, with a cinnamon-colored beard, offered,
"They wouldn't work anyhow. They all have something missing. That's how they got to the attic."
"Well, then why didn't we throw them away at the time?" Foster asked, and had to answer himself. Cowardice, the answer was. Inertia, clinging to the past.